This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello, AppleVis. This is Abby. And I am back to recording podcasts on games. So today's game is going to be the Hobo Simulator. And there is a lot that can be defined as inaccessible, but I have found a few workarounds. So I'm going to walk you through what I know about it. So when I first opened the app, it says,
Hobo would like to send you notifications.
It gives you the little thing about push notifications.
Notifications may include alerts, sounds, and icon badges. These can be configured in settings.
Okay. So we're going to say,
don't allow.
Allow.
Hobo. 30.
Okay. The first thing on the screen is a number. And when you first start out, it's going to be a 30. What this number means is how many bottles you found. So in this game, you're a hobo, and you are bumming around the city, and you're collecting bottles, whether that be from recycle bins or trash cans. You're collecting bottles, basically. It starts you out with 30. And the number at the far left is going to show you how many bottles you have. So mine right now is at 30, and that's where you're going to start. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
$0.
Okay, I have $0, but
rubble 200.
I have 200 rubble dollars. Now, I don't know what the difference is, guys. I'm really sorry. I can't help you with that. So, I have $0, but I have 200 rubble dollars. So, you need dollars to buy more expensive things. You need rubble dollars to buy some of the cheaper things. So now, if I swipe to the right again,
button.
There are a whole bunch of unlabeled buttons. VoiceOver just says button for each and every one of them. There are one.
Selected.
Two.
Dimmed.
Okay, so it's telling me the second button is selected, so it's dimmed, which means I can't double tap it. But that's the second button. There are one, two, three,
button.
Four,
button.
Five,
button.
Six,
button.
Seven,
button.
Eight,
button.
Nine,
button.
Ten,
button.
11.
Food. Heading.
Okay, 11 of these unlabeled buttons. So what it's telling me now is that the second button is selected and dimmed, which means I can't double tap it. And I got to a heading that said food. That means that the second button, one of the things that the second button controls is food. So if I swipe right past the food heading, I get
eat from the trash button.
A button that says eat from the trash, because remember, I'm a hobo, so I'm homeless. In this game, not really. I swear, I'm not really homeless. So I can double tap this.
Alert, bottles, plus one.
Ooh, okay, so when I double tap that, I ate some food from the trash, and then I gained one bottle, VoiceOver told me. So now the number at the far left of the screen should say 31. Okay, the next thing,
buy a hot dog, rubble 100,
is buy a hot dog, which is 100 rubble dollars, not 100. So the difference is, if it says rubble, it means you need the rubble dollars. If it just says dollars, then you need actual dollars. So I have 200 rubble dollars, so I could buy two hot dogs if I wanted, but I just ate food. It was out of the trash, but it was food. So, we're gonna go to the next thing.
Eat at the cafe, rubble 500, button.
Okay, so it's telling me that eating at the cafe costs 500 rubble dollars. I don't have enough rubble to eat at the cafe.
Buy food in the shop, rubble 3000, button.
I certainly do not have enough rubble dollars to buy food from the shop.
Get married, rubble 5000/day, button.
Okay, what that means is, It costs 500, or no, 5,000 rebel dollars a day for me to be married. I guess it's because hobos don't stay married? I don't know. Don't ask me, guys. This game is completely pointless and stupid, but I love it. Okay, so that's the next thing.
Happiness.
Okay, now this next thing says happiness, and it's a heading. So, what I can do from here is increase my happiness, also with the second button that's selected. So the second button in those, all those 11 unlabeled buttons, when I said the second button was selected, the second button has your food, and now I'm at the happiness options. So let's see what I can do to make myself happy.
Beer, rebel 50.
Ooh, I can buy a beer for 50 rebel dollars.
Vodka, rebel 200.
Oh, that would use up all of my rebel dollars if I bought me a vodka.
Whiskey rebel 500. Button.
Okay, I don't want a whiskey. In real life, I don't like these drinks.
Exo cognac rebel 1,500.
Good gracious, button. An exo cognac.
Get drunk in a bar $1,000 slash death.
I forgot about that one. Okay, I will tell you this while I'm at it. You need to keep your stats up. So your hunger, your happiness, and your health. You need to keep them up. So the more expensive thing you buy or do, the healthier you will stay or fuller or happier, and the longer you will stay full, healthy, and happy. I will probably get to this point, but I'll show you what happens if your happiness, hunger, or health levels get too low. It gives you 7-day warning.
Get drunk in a bar. $1,000 slash day.
Okay. That's the last option. Okay. So I just ate. I ate food out of the trash. So what I'm going to do now is make myself happy, and the only thing I can really afford is a beer. So I'm going to swipe down. My rotor is...
Cap G.
Okay, my rotor's set to characters. You need to set your rotor to headings to navigate in this.
Words. Caret headings.
Because the headings are going to tell you what your currently selected button is for. So I'm going to swipe back down.
Heading not down.
Okay, that's the bottom. So I'm going to swipe up.
Happiness. Heading.
To happiness. And I'm going to use up 50 rebel dollars to drink a
beer. Rebel 50. Beer. Alert. Rebel 50.
So that alert says that I've spent 50 rebel dollars to drink a beer to make myself happy. Okay. Okay. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to...
Happiness. Food. Heading.
I swiped up to get to the food heading. Now I'm going to swipe all the way back to the left, and this is the second unlabeled button. So I'm going to show you what the first unlabeled button does.
Button. So, button. Selected. Ding.
Okay, now my first button is selected, so now these options change. And so you don't have to keep swiping right past all of these unlabeled buttons. Just set your rotor to navigate by headings and swipe down.
Information. Heading.
Okay, the first button gives you information on yourself.
Age, 21.
So you're 21 years old.
Age of death, unknown.
We don't know when I'm gonna die. Probably at 21, because I've never won this game or gotten past study.
Transport, barefoot.
I am barefoot. That is my current transportation.
Real estate, homeless.
My real estate options, which I'll show you in a different, they're on a different button, they're on a different screen. I'm homeless currently.
Popularity, 5.
Okay, I don't know what that number 5 is supposed to be. I guess 5 people like me? I don't know. 5 people know me? I don't know. Popularity is at 5.
Status, homeless.
Okay, status is homeless.
Exchange, heading.
Okay, that heading says exchange. You can't exchange until you know arithmetic, and I'll show you how to do that it's on a different screen. But basically, this exchange heading, and I haven't found this very easy to use, but you're supposed to be able to exchange bottles for rebel dollars or real dollars and vice versa. So I haven't found this to be very, well, it's accessible, but I found it very confusing because I think I'm exchanging something for something else and it turns out to be the opposite, but I'll show you that when we get there.
41 rebel rightwards pointing arrow emoji.
Okay, so this is saying, do I want to exchange 41 rebel dollars for $1? But when I double tap, since I don't know arithmetic in this game yet, I can't do it. But whenever I double tap here, it always does the opposite. Like it takes away a bottle or something. I find exchanging to be quite confusing, but there are other ways to earn rebel dollars, and I will show you.
$1 rightwards pointing arrow emoji. 41 rebel button.
Okay, so I think that's saying, do you want to exchange $1 for 41 rebel? I don't have a dollar, so.
31 rightwards pointing arrow emoji. 2 rebel button.
Okay, so I think that's saying, do you want to exchange 31 bottles for 2 rebel dollars?
31 rightwards.
So those are my exchange options.
Selected button.
Okay, we've gone over the first two screens. First information screen, second is the food screen. This is the third button. I'm going to double tap it.
Selected.
And we will swipe down to navigate by heading.
Improve your health. Heading.
Aha! This is where you improve your health. And let's see, I forget where I figure out how many. Oh, all the way on the left. I can find out how many rebel dollars I have. At the beginning where it said 200, now I have 150 because I used 50 of it to buy myself a beer. So, these are my options for improving health.
Take some pills from the trash button.
That's a free option. I can take pills from the trash.
Visit a witch doctor, rubble 100 button.
Ooh.
Visit a real doctor, rubble 500 button.
I don't have enough to see a real doctor.
Average clinic, rubble 3000 button.
Nope.
Good hospital, rubble 100k button.
Good gracious.
Fitness heading.
Okay, your other heading is fitness. So you can
go for a run button.
Go for a run, which you can't do until you purchase shoes, which I'll show you in another screen.
Fitness club, rubble 15k/month. Button.
Holy cow, that fitness club is expensive. Wow.
Personal trainer, $2,000/month. Button.
Personal trainer, oh my goodness.
Life. Heading.
Okay, this is life.
Visit a fortune teller, $1,000. Button.
Okay, I have $0.
Buy the immortality pill, $100 million. Button.
Oh, what I wouldn't give to buy an immortality pill.
Buy the immortality pill. 100 million.
Okay, that's all that's in the health, fitness, and life screen. What I'm going to do now is take some pills from the trash to make sure my health is up to par, which for a hobo, taking pills out of the garbage is fine. I wouldn't do it in real life, but.
Heading not live. Fitness. Go for improve your health. Take some pills from. Take some alert. Bottles. +1.
Ooh, I got another bottle when I took pills from the trash. So, see, when you're rooting around in a dumpster, you get bottles, guys. You get bottles. Then, if you know your arithmetic, you can exchange them. And if you can figure out the stupid exchange screen. Okay, what I'm going to do now.
Improve heavy.
Is show you.
Button. Selected. Button.
The fourth screen. This is the fourth button. This one is my favorite.
Selected. Dip. Bum around. Heading.
This is where you can bum around different places of the neighborhood. I swiped to the button and clicked it, and then I swiped down to get to the bum around heading. And this is also, you can earn bottles and you can earn rubble dollars. Now, be aware here though, guys. Every time you bum around equals one day in the game. And if you bum around too much, you'll start getting alerts like, you will die tomorrow if you don't improve this or that or the other. So just be careful, guys. Just be careful. But I've improved my hunger by eating pills from the trash, eating food, my health by taking pills, and my happiness by drinking some beer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you all the different places you can bum around. I recommend the supermarket because you get the most rebel dollars for bumming around there. At least that's what in my experience has been. But these are the bumming options. I'm gonna bum around each of these.
In the suburbs, button.
Okay, so bumming around is free. You earn bottles and you earn rebel dollars. So this is in the suburbs, so I'm going to double tap.
Alert, plus rebel one.
Ooh, I got one rebel dollar for bumming around in the suburbs. Okay, so it's been a day in the game. I'm gonna swipe right again.
At the cemetery, button.
At the cemetery. Let's see how I do.
Alert, plus rebel 14.
Ooh, plus 14 more rebel dollars. Not half bad. Okay, let's do this again.
Near the supermarket.
Okay, near the supermarket. This is where I score the most rebel.
Alert, plus rebel 12.
Ooh, 12. I got more from the cemetery this time, but what's more?
Downtown. Button.
Downtown.
Downtown. Alert. Plus rebel 34.
Ooh, nice! Plus 34 rebel dollars. I stand corrected, guys. I seem to be doing better downtown this time.
Begging and illegal activity. Heading.
Oh, goodness. This is the next heading. Begging and illegal activity. And by the way, you can bum around simply by double tapping on the option. All right, let's see what kind of illegal activity I can get up to.
Beg, button.
Beg, okay. Let's see what happens if I double tap it.
Alert, you can't bum around the street while your popularity is less than 500.
Okay, so see, one of the things I wish this game did is tell you before you tap the button, like it does in the food section where it says buy a hot dog, rebel sign 100. I wish it said beg, popularity required 500, but it doesn't. It just says beg button. So you double tap it and it's like, no, you can't do it. And I'm like,
fight another hobo for money button.
Oh goodness gracious. Fight another hobo for money. I don't think I can do this either, but let's try this.
Alert. You can't fight while your popularity is less than 5,000.
Okay, see, and I never live long enough to get my popularity up high enough to do much.
Drive a gypsy cab. Button. Drive a- alert. You can't drive a cab while your popularity is less than 10,000.
See, these are expensive things to do. Well, I mean, popularity isn't money, but it costs a lot of stuff to, like, it costs a lot of money and popularity to do certain things that just can't be done. So I had to navigate away from this screen for just a second, so
begging and illegal beg. Fight enough. Drive a gypsy
cab. Drive a gypsy cab.
Rob a stranger. Button.
Rob a stranger. I'm guessing I can't do this.
Alert. You can't rob a stranger while your popularity is less than 100,000.
What is that, 100,000? See, these are not realistic to me. I wish they would make the game easier to gain popularity. I mean, bumming around helps a bit, but it doesn't help much, so.
Rob a bank. Button.
Rob a bank?
Rob a- alert. You can't rob a bank while your popularity is less than 500,000.
That's 500,000. See, unless there's a secret trick that I don't know about, There's no way to get popularity that high before you die. In the game, not in real life. But, I don't know.
Rob a bank.
Okay, that's the last option on this screen. So this is the bumming around screen. Let's swipe back up.
Begging, bum around.
And
select button.
Find the selected button, swipe right once to the next button, double tap it.
Selected.
And now it is selected. Let's see what this screen is.
Job. Heading.
Ooh, a job. Let's see if I'm able to get any jobs. I haven't actually been able to before in this game.
Wash cars. Button.
Okay, let's see if I can wash cars.
Alert. You can't wash cars before graduating from school.
Graduating, not graduating. So these jobs require some sort of schooling or college. So.
Sweet streets. Button. Sweet alert. You can't be a cleaner before graduating from school.
So I can graduate from school. I can sweep streets, wash cars.
Work as a plumber. Button.
Ooh, I can work as a plumber.
Work as alert. You can't be a carpenter without graduating from college.
But I said plumber, not carpenter.
Sweep work as a plumber. Work at the factory. Button.
Work at the factory.
Alert. You can't work at the factory before graduating from college.
See, and to graduate from school or college, you require so many rebel dollars, like a 500 million or whatever. And in order to earn those, you have to bum around a lot. But if you bum around too much, you have to lose rebel points by to gain health and hunger, and it just is not realistic. Unless you guys can think of a tip that has helped you. And if you have, please leave it in the comments or email me about it. I will give that information at the end of this.
Work in the office. Button. Work in alert. You can't work in the office without a degree.
See, and this is so unrealistic. You can't work in the office without a degree. You can't get a degree without graduating college. You can't graduate college without graduating school. And you can't graduate school without having millions and billions and trillions of rebel signs, which you gain and then have to lose because you're in poor health or poor hunger or whatever. Ugh. This game makes me angry, guys.
Work as a manager. Button.
Work as a manager. Ooh.
Work as alert. You need a master's degree to become a manager.
What in the world? I guess I won't be able to do any of these jobs, but I want to see what's required of all of them, so.
Work as a stockbroker. Button. Work alert. You need a master's degree to work as broker.
As broker? Come on, guys. Update your app. Fix your grammar.
Commit stock fraud. Button.
Oh, goodness.
Commit alert. You can't commit fraud if your popularity is less than 1M.
1M? I guess that's 1 million?
Meeting in the Senate. Button.
Ooh, meeting in the Senate.
Alert. You must become a senator first.
So you would become a senator in the politics section, which I will show you.
Trade weapons.
In a bit.
Button. Trade weapon alert. You must become the Minister of Defense first.
So to become the Minister of Defense.
My medicine too. Now, Esther needs your attention.
To become the Minister of Defense, you need to become a politician, I believe. I haven't gotten very far in this game, so I have no idea. Okay, there are two more things you can do on this job screen.
Trade weapons. Button.
Trade weapons.
Allocate the budget. Button.
Oh, we already did trade weapons. Sorry, Okay, you can allocate the budget. I have no idea what that means in real life or in this game.
Govern the country. Button.
Or you can govern the country. That would be awesome.
Govern
awesome.
The country.
Awesome.
Button.
Those are your job options. These are on the job screen. Okay, now.
Heading not job. Heading not found.
Okay, so Some screens control two things, like the second screen controlled food and happiness. Your first screen was information and exchange. This screen is only job. So that's it. So I'm going to swipe.
Selected button.
To the right, past the one selected button. And I'm going to select the next button and we'll see what we can do on this screen.
Selected. Ding. Study. Heading.
Okay, this is our study button. Okay, so this is our sixth button. Our sixth unlabeled button. And this is our study button. So our options are...
Learn arithmetics. Rubble 150.
Learn arithmetic, which I am going to do in just a minute. Why not? I'll just do it right now. Double tap.
Alert. Alert. Now you know arithmetics.
Okay. So, I don't know exactly what the other alert is. You heard VoiceOver say alert twice. You will probably see this happen when I get close to dying. The alerts for death warnings come up so fast that VoiceOver doesn't have time to read them. It's just like, alert, 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 alert. So it keeps doing that. So you don't know what you need to improve doesn't tell you what you need to improve until you're a day away from dying. And then by the time you get there, you improve that, and then something else needs to be improved. So that's the problem with the alerts coming up so fast. All right, so we know arithmetic. What are our other options here?
Graduate from school, rubble 5,000, button.
Graduate from school, I don't have enough rubbles to do that. See, these are unrealistic amounts, I don't think. Or I think they are, because it's really stupid.
Graduate from college, rubble 25K, button.
I'm guessing 25K is the same as 25,000. They just didn't want to put in extra zeros, so they just put a K. But K stands for kilo, which I think is 1,000.
Get a bachelor's degree, rubble 200K, button. Get a master's degree, rubble 1M, button.
Ooh, a million rebel signs to get a master's.
Popularity, heading.
Okay, so that's what you can do in study. Now, this is how you gain popularity. But you need a lot of rebel sign dollars to do this. And real dollars, I think. But this is our popularity heading. So these are our popularity options.
Go to a nightclub. Rebel 1000. Button.
Aren't most nightclubs free? I don't know.
Buy a suit. Rebel 50k. Button.
Okay, how does buying a suit make you more popular? I guess people see you in a suit and you're like, ooh, rad, man. I don't know. I'm trying to talk hobo, y'all.
Shoot a music video. $10,000. Button.
Okay, that actually requires $10,000, not rebel dollars. Okay, well, I'm probably never going to have that, so.
Buy a competitor company.
Ooh.
$5 million. Button.
Jeez, $5 million to buy a competitor company. Well, I'm guessing that's expensive in real life, so.
Buy a competitor company. $5 million.
Okay, that's the last thing you can do on this screen. So, I had 250 rebel dollars. I used 150 to study arithmetic. So, we will have to earn some more. But first, let me show you the other screens.
Heading. Button. Selected. Button.
So this is the next screen.
Selected.
Button.
Dim.
And it is
real estate.
Ooh, real estate. That's our first heading under this screen is real estate. So.
Buy a tent. Rubble 500. Button.
Gosh, I can't even afford a tent. I only have 50. Rebel dollars left. Gosh, I really am homeless. Being homeless is expensive, guys.
Rent a room. Rebel 15K/month.
$15,000 a month? Is that even realistic? Renting a room. I mean, renting an apartment, maybe, but they're the same thing.
Rent an apartment. Rubble 40k slash month.
No, they're not.
Button.
Renting an apartment is $40,000 a month. Rubble dollars. Thank goodness, not real.
Buy a house. $300k dollars. Button.
Okay, so that's 300,000 real dollars. Well, game dollars, but not rubble dollars.
Buy an office. $1 million.
Ooh, buy an office. But why is that real estate? Are you going to live in your office? I thought real estate was housing.
Transport. Heading.
Okay, this is our next heading here. Transport. Currently, if you remember, on my information screen, it says I am currently barefoot. These are transportation options. I can...
buy shoes. Rubble 2,000. But
why is it so expensive to buy a pair of shoes? Oh, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it, people. So shoes, that would help me improve health, though, because once I have shoes, I could keep going for a run and whatnot.
Buy a bike. Rubble 10K.
Ooh, but bike. I like bikes.
Buy a cheap car. $2,000. Button.
Real dollars, not rebel dollars. Darn it. Hold on. Okay, so it costs $2,000 to buy a cheap car.
Buy a sports car. $50K dollars. Button.
$50,000 for a sports car.
Buy a helicopter. $600K dollars.
Dude, that would be awesome. Buy a helicopter? Be able to get around in a helicopter?
Buy a helicopter. $600K
dollars. Alright, that's our last option button. Here. Okay.
Heading not found. Trans. Real estate. Button. Selected. Button.
Alright, our next screen is...
business. Heading.
Business.
The leader of hobos. Rubble 3000. Button.
Ooh, that would be awesome if I became the leader of hobos. So, if it doesn't tell you what is required of these, you can just double tap on it. Or it'll tell you automatically.
Rent out your house, plus rubble 30k slash month.
Ooh, well, if I had a house, you have to buy a house before you can rent it out, obviously.
Rent out your office, plus 10k dollars slash month.
Nice. Well, first I have to buy an office.
Start a startup, plus $3,000 slash day. Button.
What is a startup? And it says plus $3,000 a day, so I earn $3,000 a day when I do a startup.
Protection. Heading.
Okay, protection. How can I protect myself?
Buy an amulet. Rubble 15k. Button.
It seems like these options are ranged from cheapest to most expensive. So if the amulet is $15,000, looks like I'm not going to be able to afford any of this.
Hire a bodyguard, $25k dollars slash month.
I wish.
Hire an attorney, $50k dollars slash month. But hire an attorney.
Okay, that's the last option.
Protect business. Button. Selected.
Okay, I'm on the next unlabeled button, which takes me to, I believe it's the politics screen.
Politics. Heading.
Yep.
Become a senator. $500k dollars. Button.
Okay. So, you can... so this is where I was talking about earlier in the job screen. I can't have a meeting at the Senate in the job screen until I become a senator in this screen. So...
become the Minister of Defense. $500k dollars. Button.
Dude, that's awesome.
Become the Minister of Finance. $500k dollars. Button.
Any of these options would be great, but I wish they were more realistic. Like, I'm a hobo. And I can't... you know, I always die before I get too far.
Run for President. $1 million.
Ooh, running for President. Every time it says run for president, I think of that Destino game, run for president.
Organize revolution. $10 million.
Okay.
Button.
So.
Social. Heading.
Ooh, this is social. I think this can also help you increase popularity.
Get an ID card. Button.
Get an ID card. Okay, this doesn't say a money amount, so I'm going to double tap on it to see if it lets me get an ID.
Alert, you can't get an ID card while your popularity is less than 2,000.
Okay, so I need 2,000 popularity to get an ID card.
Get unemployment benefits. Button.
Dude, unemployment benefits.
Alert, you can't apply for unemployment benefits without an ID card.
Oh, so you need an ID to apply. Okay, that makes sense, because that's what you need in real life, too.
Get an ID card. Get unemployment. Get disability benefits. Button.
Hey, that would be awesome.
Get this alert. You can't apply for disability benefits without an ID card.
Okay, you need. It's saying ID card, it's ID card. I'm sure you guys probably know that.
Apply for a pension. Button. Apply alert. You apply for a pension without an ID card.
Okay, I'm guessing it's supposed to say you can't apply for a pension without an ID card. It says you apply for a pension without an ID card. They really need to update this app and fix the grammar. I don't know if the developers speak little English or something, but...
Apply for a pension.
Okay, so that's social, and that's under that screen.
Heading on, so policy, button select, button.
Okay, next screen.
Shop. Heading.
Okay, this is the shop.
Restore per cases. Button.
This, I think, is real money.
Disable ads. $0.99. Button. The immortality pill. $0.99.
Okay,
so... Never die of old age. Button.
So you can still die from being hungry or unhappy or unhealthy with the immortality pill, but you won't die from aging. So you can buy it for 99 cents, or you can buy it with however many rebel dollars it was.
Extra life pack, $0.99, plus $3,000, plus 50.
Okay, I don't know what that was.
Life pack, $1.99. Normal pack, super pack. $3.99 plus $1.000 mega pack $4.99 plus $5.00 mega pack.
Okay, so this is real
shop
money.
Select button.
Now this, we've come down to the last screen. This is the last button.
Selected. Dim. Settings. Heading.
And this is the settings button. This is the app settings.
New game button.
So do you want to ruin your progress and start a new game? I don't, but I'm probably not going to make it too far in this game.
New game button.
And that's the only thing you can change. Now really quick before I close, I want to show you the exchange thing.
Setting. Select. Rubble 100.
Okay.
Button.
So the first screen.
Selected. Dim.
Is information.
Information.
And
exchange.
Exchange.
40 rubble. $1 right. 31 rightwards pointing arrow emoji. 1 rubble. Button.
Okay, so it's asking, do I want to exchange? I think. See, I can't interpret it because it's not giving it in words. It's saying 31 with some sort of right-pointing arrow, and then 1 rebel. So I'm guessing it means, do you want to exchange 31 bottles for 1 rebel dollar? But when I double tap this...
3 rebel. 50%. Adjustable.
Okay, it...
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Brings me into the screen. I have no idea what it's for. It says 3 rebel, and then this adjuster picker item is at 50%.
317 downwards pointing arrow emoji. Rebel 17.
And then it says, I don't know, I guess that's my total bottles and how many rebel signs I get. I don't know. But.
Cancel.
If I double tap that,
317 downwards pointing, can, okay.
And then double tap okay.
Okay, alert. Real estate, homeless.
Okay, it just came up with an alert. that disappeared too fast for VoiceOver read it. That's what the problem is with this game. Okay, now the last thing I want to show you is what happens when you bum around, which each bum around is one day, and it will give you, and it will do this alert thing where VoiceOver just keeps saying alert, 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 and it keeps doing that, and the alerts pop up too fast for you to read them. So let me show you.
Exchange information button. Button selected. Bum around in the suburbs at the cemetery. But at the alert plus rubble three.
So what I'm doing is basically bumming around until I hear all those alerts start coming up.
Downtown alert plus rubble 33. Downtown alert plus rubble 11. Downtown alert plus rubble 18. Downtown alert plus rubble 21.
Anytime now it's gonna start doing this.
Rob a stranger.
Whoops.
Begging and elite bum around. Near the soup. Downtown alert. Alert. Attention. If alert.
See.
Days before death. 7. Tap here to open the store.
Okay, and that tap here to open the store button disappeared so fast that VoiceOver doesn't have time to read it. And it said alert, attention, and then it came up with alert, days before death, 7. So that means I'm going to die in a week, but it doesn't tell me what I need to improve until the day before. And then it comes up, says, you're going to die tomorrow if you don't improve your... And then it's either health... hunger, which it calls something like satiety or something, and then happiness. So that's the problem with this game. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this semi-frustrating, semi-funny review of the Hobo Simulator. I would appreciate any comments or suggestions or tips you have on this game very much, so thank you in advance for them. To send them to me, you can either leave them in the comments on AppleVis, or you can send them to me an email at gabbyabby96@charter.net. That's gabbyabby96@charter.net. Thank you for listening. And thank you in advance for any tips you might have. They will be appreciated greatly.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.